Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Back to the first word. This is another new month, so we'd like to thank God for keeping us all here, bringing us back once again to His word. We usually do, basically what we're doing is we're studying the book of Proverbs. Since today is the first month of another month, and today is the first, we're going to be studying Proverbs 1. We're going to be breaking it down from the beginning. Hopefully we get to the end. It's 30 minutes, so we got a little bit of time here. It starts off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to jump right in it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to bless everybody that's on the line. Bless those who wanted to be on the line and couldn't make it. Pray that you just keep the men in our communities and in the world. Pray for all of them. Pray that something said today that can help us out throughout the week and show us something new. And Jesus, now I pray, amen. Is July the 1st, start of a new month. I want to start us off with Proverbs 1, just setting the tone here for the book of Proverbs. You can say it's for the month, setting the tone for the month here. So I'm going to start us off by reading the first seven verses here. Just start us off by saying, Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudence, behavior, doing what is right and just and fair. For giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discerning, and discretion to those to the young. Let the wise listen and to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs, parables, the sayings, and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So right here, like I said, this basically sets the whole tone for the book. Like it says in verse 6, it sums it up. It says, for the understanding of proverbs and parables, the sayings, and the riddles of the wise. Basically, like what we're doing here is breaking down what, you know, the parables and riddles that God has left for us in these books as men. And then in verse 7, where it talks about the beginning of knowledge, it starts with the fear of the Lord. So it starts off by basically just saying, you know, the fear of the Lord is where basically you're going to start gaining knowledge and wisdom, having that understanding of God and who He is. Now, I know we got Minister Jamal on the line. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
What is your take on these first couple verses here?
I mean, this is like, you know, this is a couple steps into, you know, what God wants us to have. This is the, you know, the stepping stones into, you know, this wisdom that God wants us to have and knowledge. And he wants us to have it so bad that he puts it right there in verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Boom. Right there. So it's like, all right, this is something that, you know, God wants us to grasp. He wants us to grasp it so much that in the first chapter of this book, that he explains how you get this knowledge, you know, and that's what I love about it. You know, people often complicate things. See, when God wants you to have something, it's for you, and it's not going to be like, you know, it's not going to be difficult for you to understand what he wants you to have. When it's God, when he wants you to have it, it's going to be like 1, 2, 3. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the beginning of something that is great, and this is the key of our walk with Christ.
Amen, amen. Definitely a good word right there. We got any other callers on the line that like to comment on these first couple verses?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Definitely the purpose and the theme, God lays it right out there, like the preacher was saying, like you were saying, you know, these stepping stones. And the biggest thing is for us to understand is that we serve a God that wants the best for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times when we're growing up, you know, people sending us to school and, you know, people teaching us stuff, and a lot of times they're like, oh, man, get out of here. I ain't trying to go to school. I ain't trying to hear that. But that's foolish behavior, because people that are making sacrifices, that are willing to teach us, to send us to school for 12 years, to teach us the word of God, they're trying to look out for the best, you know, look out for what's best of us. And so it's our benefit to understand that this is what God wants, and when we fear him or we respect him, we understand that he's trying to not just call us a fool, but he's trying to keep us from being fools in certain mm. areas, and to give us the wisdom and instruction of how to operate in his world. I mean, it's his world. He created it. But sometimes people grow up and they have egos and they think they know it all. They think they can do it all. It's like, whatever age you are, you can learn from anybody. I can learn from my grandson. I learn from you all every week, you know, and I'm much older than you all, but I learn from you all. So you have to be humble enough not to be a fool to think that you can't learn from a grandson, a son, or a son in the ministry. So wisdom and instruction is vital to our thriving in God's creation.
Amen. Definitely. Definitely gaining understanding on this first one right here. Minister Jamal, you want to take the next couple verses here in the prologue right here?
Yes, sir. And I'm glad that you said that, because, you know, Pastor was just talking about the instructions. And it's God that he used that word instruction. So we're going to continue on if there's no more comments. And it says, verse 8, listen, my son, take your father's instructions and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Verse 9. They are a garland to the grace of your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Verse 10, my son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and hold like the, excuse me, and hold like those who go down to the pit. These couple of verses definitely are important to, you know, this wisdom. Again, if we start at verse 8, it's important, you know, like Pastor just said, we cannot be fools. Even as young people growing up, you know, sometimes we do think we know everything. And, you know, sometimes we believe that, you know, our parents are telling us things, or they just trying to, you know, like cramp our style, or just, you know, don't want us to live life. And that's things that, you know, young people like us, we do believe at some point in our lives. But when we grow up and understand, and we get put in certain situations where you told us, yeah, y'all, look, don't be hanging around, you know, a group of people, because when things happen, only them group of people, they only know you. You know, so things that, you know, my mother would tell me and things that my father would tell me, you know, and at first it was just like, oh, man, you just don't want me to have fun. Oh, man, you just don't want me to be out late at night. Oh, man, you just don't want me to be me, you know. And I definitely seen that the same cats that was out late at night, some of them right now are, you know, locked up. Some of them right now, you know, consequently, they are dead, you know, because of, you know, the things that happen outside of them times at night in those certain places. And so we definitely have to not just listen to our biological father, but our heavenly father, because these are the keys to life. Sometimes, often in our lives, that we make things harder because the instructions are right there. We don't want to read them. I think a couple first words ago, I talked about how, you know, some of us men, you know, we want to be handymen. You know, there's nothing about us that's handy. You know what I'm saying? But the instructions will be right there. We'll say, man, we don't want to read them. We're going to do it the best way we can. And now you are putting more time, more effort, more stress into it. Where the manual is laying right there. You understand Amen. What I'm saying? And so sometimes we're just too stubborn just to sit back and allow, you know, God to, you know, move in our lives. And if I can just attest to it, it's much easier, you know, when you don't have to do all of the thinking. You putting yourself in the hole just because you're trying to make a situation, you think you can make a situation better. So we definitely have to, you know, be able to judge situations, even when the people that we hang with. You know, from hanging with the person outside of whatever y'all have in common, what type of person y'all are. They are, you know. And when you know a person, like, it's always about trouble. It's never about, you know, you're not even talking about God at all. When you're a child of God, mm-hmm. That's just in your talk. When you're talking to people, that's just what comes up. So you have to be careful about the people that you hang around, because they can get you in a situation where, like I said, they only know you, and they only saying your name. And, mm-hmm. and that goes all the way back to, you know, verse 8. So that's my comments on those couple of verses. What y'all think about those couple of verses?
I definitely agree. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, you can go ahead.
No, I like the verse 9 where it says, they are a garland of grace to your head and a chain to adorn your neck. In other words, when you have hung around instructions and you've gotten godly instructions from your heavenly father, your mother and your father, it'll show. You know, it'll set you apart, that you will be a peculiar person. That you know how to behave, respond in every situation because you have the instructions on how to do it. It's a thing of honor to be able to humble yourself, get the instructions, learn how to apply it, and then when you do apply it, those that are around you will look and say, "Wow, this person has it going on," and not to your glory, but to the glory of God, because you were humble enough to be able to submit yourself to these instructions. Again, like the preacher was saying, you know, sometimes we just want to throw it away. We don't want to do anything with it. But when you do something with it, it shows, and people will recognize, and you will stand out with this grace about your head and, you know, adorn about your neck. And it's not like a thing, a physical thing, but it's a thing of your spiritual being, a thing of your physical ability to be able to handle certain things when you know, times get rough, when, you know, things challenge you. because you have those instructions. And it's important to understand we're going to be challenged. You know, this life and that we live in, this world we live, is very challenging. And so we need those instructions to be able to deal with the challenges. And when you deal with them well, then you are seen as someone that has been with God, and people will recognize that. And prayerfully, you'll be able to draw others to God by applying His instructions and, you know, your daily interaction with people.
Definitely agree on that. Definitely in our day and age, you can definitely see the difference in the community and different people that don't have the guidance just because of who they've been around or they've been guided wrong. So definitely, like it says in the verses, you know, stay away from those type of people and be wise. First off, listen to your parents. And so, it's a crazy thing that that's been going on in our world for a while, and starting to get worse now. So definitely got these verses here. You want to
and if you just think, if you just think about it though, like anything that your parents has told you, like, you know, I'm gonna say for me, they weren't even wrong. You know, in the long run, probably didn't happen right then and there. You know what I'm saying? But down the line, it happened. And you know, you definitely know, like, and it's not even trying to be funny or nothing like that, but you definitely know, like, who got home training. You definitely know who is listening to
Amen.
The parents. You definitely know
Amen.
Who, you know, was disciplined as a young man. You definitely know. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you say, it shows when everybody else, the kid, is acting crazy. You see that little boy sitting down, behaving himself. You know what his mama's teaching him. You know that, oh, yeah, you know, that they're teaching him the right thing. And just because everybody else is doing it, that young man don't even want to do it. You know, because he understands the consequence that comes with it, if it's just that.
Amen. Amen.
You know, so you know, that's definitely key in life. We got to definitely, and there's just a disconnect. And I wish that, you know, we knew where it was at, because that's all it is. Because it's like the people they were talking to, yeah, they were older in age, but they didn't have any wisdom. And it was a cycle that was repeated. So it was just, you know, a consistent thing. It was a curse. So you people thought that, you know, the streets ain't got nothing for you. I don't care what nobody say, you know, that's not that way to go. If nobody is telling you anything positive, if they're not telling you, yeah, man, this is not the life for you, you need to straighten up, that person is not for you. I don't care who they are, you know, how old they are, how long they've been in your life. You know, at a certain time, you got to be able to because spiritual growth is an individual thing. It's, you can't blame your spiritual growth on nobody. At the end of the day, if Jesus asks you, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you can't say, well, because, you know, that person ain't do it. At a time, you got to know for yourself. You got to be sure for yourself. I've been in situations where, you know, the 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, people weren't answering the phone. I had to know it by myself. I had to know that I could call on Him. I had to know at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. I had to know that I had to rest, that the songwriter said that I called on the Lord all night long and I wouldn't let go until He blessed my soul. Sometimes you got to go through it by yourself so that you know that without the shadow of a doubt, you don't know of somebody else's experience. You can't make a comment on somebody else's experience. If I've never been to Disney World, how I'm going to talk about Disney World if my brother went? I can't tell you about that. I didn't go. You got to experience God for yourself. And all these people that have all these questions, but what about this and what about that and this, that, and the fourth and the other? You got to experience God for yourself. Because everything that He said in His word is happening right in front of our faces.
Amen.
And you can tell once again, You see how God wrap it all around? You can tell who's been listening to the Heavenly Father, because now the ones that have been listening, they are standing out. They're sticking out. They're understanding that this is what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The other people are the ones that's going crazy. Because, see, yeah. They don't have no spiritual home training. See, that's good right there. I'm going to leave that right there. Any other comments? Or I don't mind. That's good right there.
Mm. It's definitely like even me and you have talked about before, to the point where, like you said, we're God's children. So since we have that anointing and everything else is going on, we're going to stick out regardless. So once you make that commitment to God, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And, you know, I think I was listening to somebody before, and they were talking about how young people and how they want to make a commitment. But if you lead somebody to that and they don't fully understand what's going to happen once they make that commitment, you're not doing them any good. So definitely for the younger generation to understand that, you know, everything that's going on fully is we got to definitely let them know.
Definitely, man. We definitely got to understand. Definitely got to grasp it, because these are the ones that are in danger. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ones that are in church, that's not the ones that we have to always attend to, man. We got to go out and talk to these young men. You know what I'm saying? Because these are they the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, after them, you know, after the ones that are already, you know, set in season, after they gone, these are the ones that we're left with. And we got to keep it going. We got to keep it going. Got to keep it going. Got to keep. That's why I love the first word so much, because, you know, you're able to get on the line with your brothers, you know, and the age is right. You know, and you see insights, and you see, you know, interpretations from everywhere. And you get to put that in one and see what God says about it, you know. And that's what I love about it. And this, well, we got a little bit of time left. I want to go to verse 20, because verse 20 is very key. It says that out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square, on the top of the wall. She cries out. At the gate, she makes her speech. This is how urgent it is. This is how much we need the wisdom. Mm-hmm. The wisdom going to cry out.
Yeah.
The wisdom going to cry out. And then it says in verse 22, how long will you, who are simple, love your simple way?
My goodness.
How long? How long will you continue to do the same things? See, it's all about how long will you be comfortable? When will you get uncomfortable? When will you start to change your ways? How long will the mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge?
My God, my God.
How long? When is enough enough? Let me get some comments on that right there. Let me get that little bit right there. Let me get some comments on that little bit right there.
That's just for real, man. You know, confronted with that, they have to, like you said, you have to live it. You have to have a relationship with God yourself. You have to get to the point where you say, well, how long am I going to do something stupid? How long am I going to play the role of the fool? How long am I going to keep hitting my head up against the wall? How long am I going to think by doing the same dumb thing over that's going to change? That's called insanity. If you keep doing the same thing, keep coming over the same results, and you think you're going to get something different, that's insanity. And so the word of God is just raw. It'll come at you and say, look, I got something that'll give you grace, that'll give you knowledge, that'll give you wisdom, to teach you how to live in this world, and you keep going and doing it your way and bumping your head. How long will fools take knowledge? How long? And it's a personal, it's an individual thing. But we have to be the one that cry out to say, hey, wisdom is crying, trying to raise a voice, trying to let you know from the top wall that there's a boy.
Mm.
Definitely agree. It's like we sing every Sunday, it's the choices that we make. So, you know, it gives us that free will to make our own decisions. I mean, definitely you can like we've been talking about. You can tell who the fools are, and you can tell who has that understanding of the word of God. Definitely, since we do have that free will, he'll let you sit there and let you do you. As long as you want to, until you come to your understanding, like you were saying, you know, how long? It's definitely a choice that you got to make.
But the severity of that song, man, you got to say the sacrifice.
What do you choose? The Lord today, surrender now, you know.
Because the choices that we make shall determine eternity.
Yes.
You can't reset that. Have you ever been playing the game, man? You got so mad, you was like, you know what, I'm going to start over. I play 2K a lot, and it's just a basketball game, and you get to create your own person. And, you know, they record your stats, they record your points, rebounds, and all of that. And when I go 1-for-10 from the field, guess what I can do? I can quit the game and do it all over. But in this life, it says the choices, the songwriter tells you, the choices that we make shall determine eternity. This ain't no game. This ain't no game. Because at the end of the day, we can't say we didn't know.
My goodness.
Because the actuality was that we didn't want to know. We didn't care to know. Because what we wanted to know, we know. You know how many people right now, are more focused on where LeBron James is going? Do you know people are more focused on what Donald Trump is doing? See, the people are more focused, and these are the ones that don't know a lick. These are the ones that's going to say, I didn't hear the wisdom crying out. You know why? Because you ain't want to hear. You heard what
that's
you
word.
Wanted to hear.
That's word right there.
You know, yeah, with somebody, but I know I've been told before that I got selective listening. And I listen to what I want to listen to, and I don't listen to what I don't want to listen to. So you can't say at the end of the day, man, can't say that. Taking it away, right there. She at the top of the wall, over everything, over everybody. So it's the choice that you make, what you want to listen to. That's good right there. That's some of these proverbs, man. Get a little hungry during the week. You understand? When you get here, it's time to feast. Like that cell phone, man. You about on 10%. We got you back to 100. That quick. And that's how good God is, man. You know, he know what's going on. Nothing catches him off guard. Nothing. So, you know, any last words, any more comments, y'all, before we close? This was a great. This is some good food right here. I enjoyed this meal right here. I'm definitely going to stick to my ribs.
There's no last comments. You want to close us out?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for letting us see this day that we never seen before, we never going to see again, Father God. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, Father God, our transgressions and iniquities, dear Lord. We ask you to be in our services, Father God, wherever they may be, Father God. Be in our services, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Bless the man that's going to bring the word, Father God. Hide him behind your cross, Father God. Give him the strength, Father God, the power and the knowledge, Father God, that you need your people to know, Father God. And hide him behind your cross, that when he gives his message, that he doesn't see him but only see you, Father God. Just be you, Father God, whatever that, whoever needs you to be, Father God, we ask you to grant us traveling mercy and watch over us, Father God, and bless this first word, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Until next week, y'all. That's your first word.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.